This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, Barbecue Bob is out ill today. Setting in the co-pilot's chair is our friend Brad Ensing. And we were just talking a little bit about all the wonderful holiday gifts that are available for the griller at Garrett's Appliance. And did we miss anything?
No, I think basically we've covered everything.
All right, very good. So on to the next subject. We've had a couple listeners, and we apologize up front for that we're having challenges getting our podcast sent to their device. So like every grilling guy does, you sit down, you have a beer, and then you call the guy who really knows what the hell's going on. And so right now on the live line is a guy you've heard from on the Grilling Guys many times. He's the baritone of beer. He's sat in this co-pilot chair with me many times. It's Chaz Thompson. And Chaz also has a level of expertise when it comes to this whole interweb thing. So, Chaz, take it away, brother.
Hey, good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's coming that time of the year, you know. We just got out of the woods. And then we're looking forward to going out and sitting on a bucket in the ice.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, neither of those places, are you always guaranteed to have internet? Are you always guaranteed to have access to listen to those Grilling Guys shows that you missed?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm not. I mean, if I'm hunting in the right spot, I'm not worried about my cell phone.
But,
yeah.
But us that hunt a bit north, we have to do a little preparation to download some shows ahead of time. And there's a number of ways to do that, but we've written a little help file for you on the Grilling Guys website. So if you go to thegrillingguys.com and you look for the little podcast icon, if you're on your computer, it's going to be on the right-hand side. If you're on your phone, you're just going to scroll down a bit, and you'll find a little set of headphones there, yellow headphones. And you click on those, and it'll take you to a page that kind of explains and steps you through it. Now, one of the
not in it, but through it, right?
If you have a Google or a Android phone or an Apple phone, there are two links there that will just use the native applications on your phone to let you subscribe to the Grillin' Guys radio show.
Oh, easy enough.
Yeah, you just click on them. So if you're Apple, click on the Apple one. If you're Android, click on the Google podcast, and that'll put you in there. Now, if you want to do a little more with it, I've put three different applications out there that are totally free applications, and we've checked them out, no malware.
All right.
That allow you to add the Grilling Guys feed in and download a number of episodes.
Oh, so you want me in multiple forms, right? Is that it?
10 episodes, ready to go.
Yeah,
they're not going to be able to see them, right? I mean, that's a big thing. It's just going to be a sound, an MP3 file.
Right, yeah, right. Yep. No video.
Nobody wants to see Bob's misshapen head.
No, not ever.
No studio cam yet.
Yeah, right.
Grilling Guys aren't quite that famous.
Right. Yeah, nor does anybody care. So that's easy. That's pretty easy.
It's very easy. The only real trick, and our friend Bob had a little issue with it, was that you have to really read and follow the directions.
Well, he was right out at the reading, I'm
yeah,
pretty
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
And with some of these applications, you have to take a couple of steps.
Right.
And you have to add in the feed. And that's by putting in the address of the feed. And we've put that right in there. It's thegrillingguys.com/feed/podcast. And usually in the application, there's a little plus sign. It says, hey, give me the feed.
Right.
You know, add a feed by an, maybe they might call it an RSS feed. And you just type that address in there, and that's on that webpage right there on thegrillingguys.com. So you'll be able to do that, and you can tell it how many episodes you want to download. Do you want 10? Do you want 20? How much Bob and Jop do you want?
Right. One, please.
Now, the really cool part about it is all of the shows since 2010 are there.
Oh, wow. I'd like to go back and hear some of those early ones. I bet it was just amazingly bad radio.
Well, amazingly entertaining, especially some of the times when I brought a case of beer.
Right, yeah. You know, the tongue used to get a little thicker than it does these days because we used to maybe sample a little too many things other than squirrel croissants.
Well, you know, I'm feeling kind of bad now. I feel like I'm one-upping because last time I brought in a bunch of fine bourbons.
Right.
And I could have got away with a six-pack of beer.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What
yeah. the crap? So look where we've come. It was a bunch of fine bourbons. We're down to squirrel croissants, man.
You are welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I might be able to pull something off my tire later. We'll fry that up.
Chaz, tell me about your deer hunting, brother.
Well, I had a really successful hunt.
I
Opening
thought you
day,
did. Yep.
8-pointer.
Nice.
At about 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And it was a very, very active day. I know a lot of my friends that were on the same property didn't see a lot of deer, but they were marching by me, and all of a sudden a beautiful 8-point came by.
Well,
I
the good
great.
The good news is you were awake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's because he was playing on his
then
phone.
On yeah. the second day of the season, I had a beautiful 9-point come out and strike a Michigan out of doors pose right in front of me.
Oh.
In the middle of my lunch.
Oh. So did you wait? Did the deer wait till you laid your sandwich down?
Yes. He stood there just like on the cover of a magazine until I laid the sandwich down, put my earplugs in,
pulled
off the gun, and shot him.
Chaz, you're freaking killing me right now. Yeah. It's been the worst deer hunting year for me ever. I see an 8-point and 11-point basically every other day on my trail cam at night. It's all I see nowadays. It's killing
well,
me.
Well, I passed on a 3rd 8 because I was waiting for a doe.
Oh, so Chaz did we won't even talk about that. I thought 2 was all you could get, or maybe you got landowner permits.
Landowner permits.
Yeah.
No, in Michigan this year you can buy additional.
I think as many doe permits as you want.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
much.
Right. Yeah, pardon me. Yep. So
I got my $2, and then we were going on the $20 doe tag.
Oh yeah, yep. Was that a bet? Who could shoot the first one for $20, or is that what the doe tag cost?
That's what the doe tag cost.
All right. So tell me you got $2. You've got them cleaned up. What's been on the grill so far?
Well, I just picked up the meat yesterday.
Okay.
And to start it right off, you know, we had to go with the tenderloins.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, how'd
and
you do
it? I had little medallions, a little bit of garlic and sage rub.
The sage
quick
is
on the
coming.
Grill.
Yep.
Don't mess them up.
Right. How long did you cook them for?
Let's see, about 3 sips of beer aside.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Nothing over medium rare, baby.
Oil, you set them off to the side. You pull out your taters. You slab them up some nice Yukons and rub them with oil and some seasoning and then grill them. Put those on top of the foil that's in the pan laying off to the side. And by that time, that meat is rested. It's perfect. It's ready. And it tastes like candy.
Mmm, man. Yep. You didn't invite anybody over for that, did you? You just kind of enjoyed that yourself?
That one was just me.
Yeah. Figured as much. Yep. Them tenderloins, they aren't that big. A guy can eat one or two of those.
But I did acquire through a few of my buddies and everything, 5 hearts.
Oh.
So I'm working up my sandwich spread for a party that's coming up where I cook up the hearts, grind them with some pickle, put some dressing in with them, and that makes the best sandwich spread in the world.
So crazy question here, Chaz. Brad here, by the way. Have you done deer nuts? I see a lot of people doing those, basically marinating them in butter, but don't know if that's something you've tried yet either.
No, I don't care to get the fuzz off them. Those usually
deers,
get flung
deers don't shave.
Pile.
All right. How about livers? Have you been doing the liver at all?
I don't do the liver because I've never been good at cleaning the livers.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've made a mess out of too many, and I'm like, okay, we got a big enough mess. The 1-gallon bag for the heart when I'm cleaning it out in the field, flip that in your pocket, and then now the mission of get the deer into the side-by-side.
And, you know, most people that haven't had deer heart, it is a spectacular piece of meat as well, right. And I think it's one of those overlooked pieces of meat.
Yeah, it is. But practice with your buddies before you bring that out to your unknowns, because heart is tough. Not physically tough, but it's tough to make taste good. And that's why you put pickle and other stuff in
just
it.
Just like most venison, I remember Tim Sobey's told us 100 times, get it clean.
Right. Yep. That's a big deal. So, Chaz, we're out of time, brother, but thanks for the tips, and glad you had a successful hunting season, and we will talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, we'll see you on the ice soon.
All right. Thanks, man. See ya.
Bye.
Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys each and every week. We've had a lot of fun today. Man, this thing went quick, Brad. And tell us where Garrett's Appliance is real quick.
Yep, so two locations, right on 28th and Byron Center Avenue in southwest Grand Rapids in Wyoming. And then we have a Kentwood showroom as well, right off 29th and East Paris. Make sure you check out our website. We have a couple different times depending on the address. So.
Very good. Very good. Well, hey, if you're still out deer hunting, get in and out of that tree safely. And you know what? Don't rub Brad's nose in it if you get one, too. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you next week.
Guys, have a great week.